what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Newsman Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
G'day, mate. I'm very good.
That's the way. You had a discussion about biscuits yesterday.
Yes.
There was one really important one. You're too young to remember this, but if your mum and dad were having, like, people over for dinner, it was going to be a dinner your mum was cooking all day for, you know, and the good silverware came out. At the end of the meal, when you had your coffee, there were these things called after-dinner mints in these little packages, square packages. You remember?
Yeah, I remember them, yeah.
That's when you knew that it was a big dinner for mum and dad, when the after-dinner mints would come out.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but Ice Vovos and Monty's were the big ones from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, I do like my Monty's as well.
All acceptable. Mm. Now, we better get on with the papers today, and the Telegraph's done it again. I was going to say, you and I were talking, if you had the job of photoshopping,
it would be
at the Telegraph,
it'd
be a fun time. Yeah, Describe to people what's on the front page.
Well, they've got the absolute perfect photo of Barnaby Joyce on the front page. He's looking a little bit downtrodden and angry, and someone's photoshopped a dummy into his mouth, and the headline there is Dummy Spit. Very, very comedic there. Barnaby calls for a free speech ban and blames 150K interview on lover in epic tantrum. Barnaby Joyce says he only took $150,000 to air dirty laundry of his relationship with former media advisor Vicky Campion and their love child because everyone was out to get him anyway and his new partner thought they might as well make money out of it. And as well as that, Sydney's Big Bang Theory, some of our city's best and oldest thinkers have declared it's time for Sydney to go big when it comes to hosting the world's most coveted events. As well as that, Crim's free to take our kids. Criminals with long rap sheets may be getting paid to shelter the state's most vulnerable kids, with the New South Wales government unable to say how many felons are on its foster carer books. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, as I get it up, Turnbull's advisor targeted by spies. Chinese security officials who detained a Sydney academic in 2017 spent a full day interrogating him about Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's hand-picked China advisor. Researchers have developed a non-surgical device to help epilepsy sufferers know when a seizure will strike, and industry needs a supersized reform, ex-RBA boss says. That's a former Reserve Bank governor endorsing a sweeping overhaul of the $2.7 trillion superannuation system.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Locally with you, you've got a stack on again today.
Oh, I don't know where to start, mate. Locally indeed. What am I reporting this morning? Oh, it's all a buzz for me this morning. In Coffs Harbour, anyway, there was a crash yesterday.
Unfortunately,
there's a fatal crash between a truck and two cars. A lady passing away there, so investigations taking place into that. And an arrest has been made into a shooting as well.
The one at the health campus.
Yeah, exactly right. A man was presented in February, and now an arrest has been made over that. And good news as well in Port Macquarie, of course, because we're getting a new police station. So, $1.1 million has been pledged to find a spot, and after that we'll get an estimated $18 million for that new precinct.
Which is really great news, but the cynic in me goes, how much is the land worth overlooking the water at the old one?
Exactly,
but anyway...
Right.
Anyway, great news. Good news that the fundy's coming our way. Lee's toddling off down the corridor. He'll be back with us in about 7 minutes. Thank you, Lee. And I'm glad you're old enough to remember after dinner mints. They were very, very fancy, mate.
Got